So I was dedicated to God, and I just done what God put in my mind. So when I got by, I could talk to you because you're Protestant too. You know, we have a different way of living than the Catholics. They go from the Pope and all that. We go direct to God and pray. And I had trouble yesterday, and I prayed to God, and He helped me out of it. So,
Then
I took in sewing. I altered dresses. I knew 2-3 trades. I knew how to sew, a graduate, postgraduate course in sewing. Not tailoring, just sewing. I don't like tailoring. And then I, during the First Depression, I worked in the libraries that taught you how to mend books. So that's how this come in handy to get over here, see?
Yeah.
And then when this American Association opened up in California, it's retired school teachers and office people. They take care of old people. Any old person who's able to work, which a lot of them, like me, you know, we got our good faculties yet, we can work. So I applied and I suggested Kingsley House because it was in my direct neighborhood. I live right where the bridge goes up in that park, you know. So I got over here and I'm here 5 years. And I got a colored ex-principal and she's a lady. She opens a she's Methodist too. She opens the meetings with prayer. She has a, she prays the Lord's Prayer, you know. And she's awful nice to me. I'm the oldest one working down there. And she says they call me mother. I don't know, they don't call me mother. I don't care for all that talk, no huh? So I get along with them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nice. You have to get along with people you work for. There's different elements, and you got to learn their dispositions, and if they're fussy, well, you kind of keep clear of them a little bit, you know? I guess you get that among students, too, in Georgia. My cousin, I told you, you was from the University, are you from the University of Georgia, or what?
No, but I've been there.
She has a nephew up there, and they live in Atlanta. I think Atlanta is the way he goes, University of there.
Really?
His name is Riley, Irish.
Yeah.
Comes down to New Orleans, see his aunt. That's her sister's son. So, that's about all. Here I am, still living.
Yeah. Can you tell me about your folks? Give me some history of your family.
Well, that's all the history. What more you want?
Well, about your mother and father.
Well, my father was an artist.
Was he?
He certainly was, but in them days around the 1900s, you'd starve to death. This is an artist city down here. My grandmother was married twice, and her second husband, she was a widow with 6 children, and my father was among them. Name was and then she married a man by the name of he come from other South Lorraine, and that's between Germany and France, and he was the artist. And for a stepfather, he was wonderful to my father, see? He took him under his care and he taught him how to be an artist. They had linked pictures of the Holy Family, the Joseph and Mary, I think, going into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, you know, it was beautiful. And he worked mostly in Catholic churches because they have all them holy pictures. And then the business, the artist business flopped. So he knew how to do house painting. He knew how to do this fresco work, that's to put patterns on and paint over them, you know, that's artistic. And it was gold leaf work. That Catholic orders all had this gold leaf on. That's how they made a living. And I see where it's coming back again, that gold leafing down in the French Quarter. He's got a nephew, and he took it up, and he's down here. But lived in New York for years, but he's down in New Orleans now. His wife died, and he come back home, and he's making a living gold leafing around pictures and that, picture frames and statuary, things like that. It's an artistic